Welcome to Lift Leadership Podcast with Bobby Alger. Each episode, Bobby will share insights and tips from his over 25 years of church leadership experience. For new episodes and more information, please visit crossroadswinchester.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby, and this month's topic with Lift Leadership is leading with backbone. I found this quote from James Baldwin. He said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced." I like that. Let me say it again. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed unless it's faced. The reason I like that is because it really puts things in perspective for us. Because sometimes we face things and we think that we can actually change it, and then we end up controlling it, or we end up adding ways that just makes it worse. But in reality, sometimes there's things that we face that we can't change. On the other hand, I like this perspective because it says that if something is going to change, we have to face it. We can't run away from it. We can't just think it's going to go away. But there's times that we do need to have those critical conversations, and that we do need to engage and face things. And it's not going to go away until we tackle it. I've been in church leadership now for over 27 years, and one of the things I've heard along the way is that leading a church is the most challenging and complex thing or organization on the face of the earth. And I'm thinking, why is that? Well, there's several factors, and some of the things are not necessarily unique to church, but there's one aspect that is. And the first thing is that you really don't have employees. I mean, I understand that most churches have a staff of some sort, which you could hire and fire. But most of your congregation is just made up of volunteers. In other words, you can't hire and fire your congregation. And so you have to lead in a different way with that kind of volunteer organization. And in a church setting, you even ask people to give 10% of their income. And so that's even more challenging at times. But even so, there's volunteer organizations today that people pay to become members, and they participate as well. But the other factor in a church is that it's spiritual in nature, and therefore you have spiritual enemies, not just like in other organizations. And so it is extremely complex to lead in a church situation. And so therefore I say it takes greater backbone for a leader to lead in a church setting than perhaps in other settings. But how do you lead? I think of three things, and that is you have to lead through inspiration, through connection, and also through cooperation. And when you set out to grow, obviously in any organization, you're going to face obstacles. Now, in a normal situation, such as businesses and so forth, you hire people and you fire people based upon their performance. But in a volunteer setting, such as a church, that is not the case. You can't hire and fire them just because things are going wrong. You have to figure out other solutions and ways to lead in that. And so, again, that's where it takes backbone in the church. In the current cultural climate that we live in, definitely backbone is needed. And so I've listed four characteristics that I see as leading with backbone. And we'll just walk down with these four together and see what you think in your setting, and how, if you can relate to these. The first one is that someone that's leading with backbone, they've settled an allegiance to a higher calling than just pleasing those they lead. For example, the popular TV show Chicago PD, the lead actor, Hank Voight, he's in a dispute with the mayor at that time. And she looks at him and says, "Hank, you work for me." And he looks back at her just as strongly and says, "I work for the city of Chicago." Do you see the difference? She was saying, "I sign your paycheck. You need to do what I do." But he had a higher calling, an allegiance to something greater than just the mayor. He said, I work for the city of Chicago. And so that gives us an illustration of the fact that when we have backbone as leaders, it's more than just the organization that we work for. It's something higher than that. It's a greater vision. It's a greater goal that's even outside of that organization, not just the people within. So again, you might be a father right now, or business owner, or maybe a shift leader, or maybe someone leading a church, and you recognize that you're in a tough situation where it's calling you to stay in or form backbone to really make it through. In the Bible, I think about the Apostle Paul. He often started his letters with this statement. He said, I am a bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. What did he mean by that? Paul obviously was a strong leader, and he started churches and led people. But yet he recognized that first and foremost, he had a greater calling or a higher calling than just the people that answered to him or he answered to them. And so a strong leader settles the fact that they work for someone or something greater than just within the organization. That's what I call a leader with backbone. They have a higher authority that they're answering to, a greater goal than just those in front of them. So my question to you is, have you settled that? And as you and I settle that, then we begin to form this backbone that's needed in leadership. The second point that I have here in leaders with backbone is they do not change direction just because of emerging issues complicate the situation. You know, this last year has been extremely challenging for a lot of people. I mean, not just businesses, but churches, organizations, because of the pandemic. And we're located in Virginia, so our governor imposed restrictions on public gatherings, and churches were included. And so one of those he gave, in doing that, he also gave exemptions. And one of those exemptions was that you can remove a mask for a religious ritual. Therefore, I decided that our whole service was a religious ritual based upon a verse in the Bible. And I also decided that individuals can take charge of their own health, that I didn't need to govern for them whether or not they wore a mask or they didn't wear a mask when they came to meet on Sundays at the church. I figured that the people were big enough and able enough to make that decision on their own. I also did something in a spiritual nature, and that is pray Psalm 91, which there's promises given in that psalm. I prayed that over our gathering. And as a result, as I am not aware that anybody came to our gatherings on Sundays that contracted COVID afterwards. Now, people did get COVID in our congregation during the week, but it was never connected to a Sunday gathering. And so another thing that happened is it just got complicated when the lockdown started. I mean, we had to start a live stream. We had never done that before. There was equipment. There was a learning curve. There were problems. There was just a whole host of people that we're used to seeing, we didn't see, and other people came and other people stayed away. And it was just extremely complicated during that time to pastor people in that way. And yet I decided, just because the issues got complicated, I wasn't going to stop pastoring or stop the church from growing or stop meeting. I decided to, again, raise my backbone, so to speak, and to plow through. And so it wasn't easy. It was challenging. It was emotionally exhausting at times. And yet I decided that I was just going to keep moving forward regardless of how complicated that it got. You know, there's really two kinds of problems that we face when things get challenging. First of all, there's problems that we figured we probably were going to face. In other words, you start something new, you're going to get a new set of problems. We would expect that. There's a learning curve, just like in live stream. And and people's opinion. There's a learning curve, and how do we handle all of that? And then there's also problems that we don't expect. And so the problems that we do expect, we can kind of wade in and determine that because we saw it coming. We realize that we're doing something new and there's going to be things in our way. But then the unplanned problems, those are the ones that often take us out. Those are the ones that say, well, let's just quit. Let's just stop. Let's just not keep going forward. And that's the unplanned problems are the ones where we need backbone as leadership. Because we expect problems in one sense, but then the unplanned ones, the curveballs, the ones from that we got taken out from the backside that we didn't see coming, those are the ones that oftentimes exhaust us to the place that we say, I think I'll just quit. That's the time when backbone is needed. We hit a pocket of resistance. And we think, am I going to make it through? And sometimes it immobilizes us for a period of time until we assess where we need to go. Well, at that moment, I really ask myself four questions when I have unplanned problems that attack me. And the first one is this. Maybe you can relate. I ask myself, is this problem momentary or is it starting a trend that I'm going to have to take care of? See, if something's momentary, I can let it go. But if it's starting a trend, then I have to jump in and take care of it. The second question I ask myself is this problem within my control to fix, or is it outside of my control to fix? Some things we can just tweak and take care of. Other things take, you know, they take expertise from other people and that we have to bring in. It's just outside of my control to fix. And so I ask myself that question. Is it within or without my control to fix? The third one is it a human problem or is it an equipment-related problem? Sometimes we can just limp along with equipment that needs to be replaced, and leaders with backbone call it and say, you know what, we need to get a new computer here, or we need to get an additional piece of equipment here in order to make things work smoother. And that's what leaders with backbone do. Or maybe you have human error, and that's, again, you have to extend grace and help people develop skill. Which leads into my fourth one, and that is a question I ask is the problem related to a lack of skill that more training is needed? Or, you know, so we have to give more training. Is that a factor here? So I ask myself those four questions when I'm in the midst of problems that are emerging, whether how to change or how to navigate through. So just to recap, leaders with backbone don't change direction just because the issues get complicated. We sort it out and we plow through and we keep moving forward. Number three, leaders with backbone can change course. In other words, we don't have to, but we can change course when others on the team present a better way that makes sense to achieve the goals in a more productive way. So we can change, but we need a reason to. I heard about this leader, actually, I think from Europe, and he led a team. And so when they would decide to set a new course for the organization they were in, and if they had hesitant people on the team said, I don't know if this will work, or I'm not too convinced about it. But at the end of the meeting, what they would do is they'd make a decision to say, we're going forward. And as they move forward in the direction, the people that felt like it was the right decision and it ended up being the right decision, that the people that felt that were dragging their feet, they would go, well, you made the right decision and we're glad you did. If they move forward and it was the wrong decision, the people that made the decision to move forward would say, you know what, we missed it. And you guys, you were right. And they would change course and go back to what the other people thought was the right direction and try that. I thought, wow, what an incredible, mature way to lead. That takes a leader with backbone to lead in that kind of way, to say, let's just move forward. If we hit it, we hit it. If we miss it, we miss it. And we'll change course and go back the other direction. that takes incredible backbone as a leader to lead in that way and not have people get resentful and you know, one up one another and again start all kinds of strife in an organization, but just to settle it up front. We're moving forward. If we miss, if we hit it, we hit it. We miss it, but we're moving forward. That takes a leader with a backbone. We're in the midst of redecorating our indoor facility. And so when you start redecorating, particularly in a volunteer church setting, you got creative types and then you got traditionalists. And creative types, they want to change things every other month. The traditional types, they want to change things, you know, they want things to last for a generation. I'm somewhere in the middle, you know, I want to go for a while and then I'm ready for a change. And so we got to this place where we're going to make a change. And I got with my creative person and obviously we were kind of in a deadlock. They wanted to do something and I wanted to do something and we just weren't agreeing. So I thought about it and I said, you know what, we need to bring in somebody else. We need to bring in an interior design expert that both of us would agree that we're going to let this person speak into what we both want to do. And we did that. And it was an amazing experience. We brought in an interior design that had ideas, and yet who we brought in was incredibly sensitive to both sides. And at the end of about 30-minute conversation, we had a win-win. I mean, the creative person and myself, we were joined together in moving forward with a plan. And so that's another thing that a person with a leader with backbone does. They recognize that it's going to be a win-lose situation. They bring somebody from the outside in that has expertise that they trust, and then they come out win-win. That's what a leader with backbone does. They realize when they can move forward and still have a win, or we can't move forward and somebody's going to lose, they bring in an outside person, and then they end up with a win-win. Some of the let me just summarize here these three so far, and then we'll end up with a fourth one. So traits of a leader with backbone so far: they settle a higher calling than just pleasing those they work for in the organization they're in. Number two, they don't change direction or back down just because obstacles emerge. Number three, they will change direction when a better plan is presented to achieve greater goals. Now here's the fourth one. A leader with backbone hears those who disagree with them, but doesn't automatically change their point of view. Now that might sound contradictory to number three, but hear me out. I've found over the years that people just want to be heard if they have a different opinion. They're not always expecting you to change to their view, but they really do want to be heard. And that's an important thing for a leader with backbone to do, is to recognize these people just need to be heard. Now, it's pretty tough if you're a kind of a fix-it type leader. You know, you want to please people and fix things. Then that's going to be tough for you to do. But I've found over the years that people just need to voice things. They need to be heard. They need to express their position where they're at. And then you can continue doing what you're doing, but they feel like that they have been heard. And so a leader with backbone will do that at times. We live in an extremely feeling-driven society today. And so when you bring up living by principle, you're often ridiculed or even laughed at when you have a principle that you're trying to uphold, because everybody's living by feelings. If they like something, it's because they felt good about it. If they didn't like something, it's because they didn't feel good about it. Principle's kind of thrown out the window, but a leader with backbone has principle that they are leading from. There's a friend of mine that wrote a book on marriage, and one of the things he said in that book that never left me, he said that when someone is expressing themselves through emotion, and the other person is trying to reason back with them with facts, he said, facts do not penetrate emotion. You actually have to respond to that person with the feelings or emotion in some way, not that you get equally mad, that's not what I'm saying, but you have to recognize this person is expressing themselves with feelings in an emotional way. If I try to respond back in principle or with facts, it won't be heard. It won't penetrate. And so we as a leader with backbone have to realize that we have to kind of wait until the emotion gets out of it and maybe come back at a later date or maybe respond in a way that lets them dial down so that they can hear some facts or maybe some principles that they're not hearing because they are so emotionally charged. I thought that was so helpful in situations where, again, the society in which we live in is so emotionally driven these days that we wonder why people are not able to hear our principles or our facts or truth about a matter. It's because they just don't penetrate. I operated a lawn business for about 10 years while I was pastoring, and lawn care providers are like hairdressers. People don't change unless you really mess up their lawn. The same way with hair, you know, you go back to the same one year after year unless they really mess things up, and then you're done with them and you find another one. But I remember a new customer that I had was extremely particular in. So the first couple of mowings were fine and they seemed to go well. And then it rained for a couple of weeks and grass got really long and I went to mow and there was a lot of clippings and I realized it could be a problem. So I did my best to even go over it a second time. And sure enough, they called me back and they said, this is not adequate. And so I went back and I raked the lawn, which I never do. And it kind of went on for a couple of weeks. And finally, they said, you know what? I want you to mow my lawn every Thursday. And that's where I stopped. And I said, you know what? Time out. Enough's enough. I said, I had enough backbone to persevere through the challenging times. But then when they set the gauge or saying we want it every Thursday, I just couldn't do that because it just wasn't in the routine of my other lawns and so forth. And so the part of the backbone had to rise up in me to say, you know what, I think you might not need to find another lawn care provider because I can't accommodate that kind of rigid schedule. And so we parted ways and that was fine with me. And so I realized that as you go through life, you know, you can persevere through some things, but then you might get to a point where you say, I just can't accommodate further. And that's okay. It's really exerting backbone both ways, persevering and then standing up to say, I can't go further in this matter in which you want. Leaders with backbone can change if a greater plan seems to achieve the goals in a more productive way. But equally so, leaders don't necessarily need to change even though someone is proposing a different way. It must be discerned. Currently, we're in a capital campaign to raise funds for a larger facility than what we're in. And when we started out, we actually had a parcel of land that was available to us that we had our eyes set on. And we even went to an architect and we had a drawing that was made so that we could visualize with the congregation what possibilities could be. And we started out really well. And then basically, long story short, is that we didn't come up with a down payment in the timetable that the owner wanted. And so he took back the offer of the sale of land. So right now where we're at is that we have a vision, but it's unattached to an actual possibility of land or building. And so it's a really very uncomfortable place to be when you have a vision, even visualized with a poster on the wall, and yet there's no land that we can walk on or no building that we can go see. That's going to be our place. And sometimes as a leader, I'm, you know, tempted to say, well, let's just give up, or let's just stop, or let's just wait until we get a piece of land or a building that we could look forward to before we continue. And yet, as I assess that, I'm like, well, no, let's just continue, even though it's at a awkward place of having this unattached vision, but it's still valid. And it's something that we believe that we're called to in the future to prepare for future generations. And so let's stay in it and let's figure out ways to communicate that connects with people, that we still raise funds in order to get ready when the time comes for either a parcel of land or even buildings. And so that's what we've done. We've said, you know, let's head for a down payment so that we can be ready when the time arises. We'll be prepared. And so that's what we're in. It's really taken backbone for me to continue when I'd like to just give up and say, well, let's just wait until something tangible comes along to continue. But we've stayed in it, and people are connecting with it, and people are giving. And it's exciting, even though it's different than the normal ways that we raise funds for the future of time. So I want to just encourage you that maybe you're in a place where you realize, wow, the issues have gotten so complicated, or the voices that I'm listening to seem to override the vision that I've had. Or do I need to change every time a different idea comes up? And again, you have to discern each situation, but I really would encourage you to write down these four aspects of leading with backbone and kind of wade into your situation and see where you can stiffen up, so to speak, or maybe bend a little bit in order to move forward. If there's ever a time in history that we need leaders with backbone, it's now. I mean, there's so many factors and overreaches and discord that's going on that would cause leaders just to pause or even discontinue. But now's the time. Now's the time to step up. Now's the time to lead. Now's the time to engage. And as the culture around us is pressing in on us in new ways, one of the things that I think we need to pay attention to as leaders is we need seasons of rest, and we need to kind of replenish emotionally. And if you've not watched my previous podcast, just the one before this one, on self-care and leadership, I really would encourage you to go back and listen to that one so that you can make sure that as we plow through this season in our culture and in our nation and in our world, that you're replenished along the way, but you also have adequate backbone in order to lead and make decisions. The ancient King David of Israel, he penned these words in the book of Psalms. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my anxious thoughts, and lead me in the everlasting way." And I like those words, because it lets me know that there's times when I need to press through. I do get anxious, and yet there's a time to take that anxiousness and set it aside and to give it up and to give it over so that I can move forward in these challenging times. I want to thank you for watching, and I if you have comments, so welcome those comments that you would give, and any way we can help you through, we'd be delighted to answer your questions. I want to also just highlight the previous podcast that I've done, in case you've missed them, in case this is your first time in. But I started out the year doing a podcast on selecting loyal leaders. And maybe you're in a place where you have a lot of discord and not sure how to find loyal leaders. Go back and watch that podcast and be encouraged about how to find people that really share your heart and your vision. The next one I did is, are you leading from vision or from values? You can actually lead from either or from both. And it really helps you sort out so that you can determine which one you're leading from so that you can engage in what you need for your organization to move forward. The third one I did this year was on decision-making models. And what I determined was that strong leaders know how to make good decisions. And there's a lot of different decision-making models out there you can choose from. But as a leader, you're really looked at as a good leader because you make good decisions. And so I really want to encourage you to go back and review that podcast so that you can find a leadership model, decision-making model that fits you and your setting, and make good decisions, and you'll be considered a strong leader. And then finally, just last month, I did one on self-care and leadership, and that's probably gotten the most views so far, of people realizing they need to take care of themselves through this challenging time in history. Well, again, thank you for watching, and until next time, stiffen your backbone, and remember, Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced. See you next time with another great topic to lift your leadership.